Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, hope you well this morning, inshallah.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. Things are fine. Pakistan's in the bad. I'm sitting here with no air conditioner, no light, no fan, nothing. No shedding since I don't know when. Shortly after Ishraq. Well, alhamdulillah, the little problems that we have is nothing compared to what our brothers are going through in Gaza.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and for all of those suffering, wherever it may be in the world. Over the past few days, we've seen some strange things happening. One is, strangely, Israel is sending aid. They're sending aid, but to who? To Sudan. So they're sending aid to Sudan, but last week we saw that they had, I don't know if it was an instruction or a suggestion, but it was definitely a direction in which they want to move towards, in displacing the people of Gaza and sending them to the war-torn country of Sudan, and specifically in the south of Sudan. And now, this week, you see they're sending in aid towards and for them. So you can see, no, you don't need to be a rocket scientist or any of that sort. When we give you a gift or we give you aid, it doesn't always mean it's just because we care. It means we need something out of you, or you need to deliver something in the long run. We've seen this many times with the US and the rest.
Okay. Yeah, well, the whole world goes in that direction now. Mm. No one does anything out of the goodness of their heart. It's only if they have something in it for them. Israel, when you have all the power that you think that you need behind you, you can do things without really planning, and you want to end up getting caught at the end. But you think you got all four aces, you know, in the card deck, but you don't. And then we have to continue to be patient, inshallah, and wait for Allah's help.
Inshallah. Now, moving on to what you've sent me yesterday, I think it started with this year. And it's still painful that we're constantly hearing this, so many people injured. In fact, they started groups and groups now because they want their voices to be heard. All those who are injured by the vaccine and the rest. And now these are not just coming out from the general person. This is coming out, you sent to me yesterday, Dr. Harold E. Buttram, MD. He's of one of the universities in the U.S. He's a family medicine practitioner. He is also part of the U.S. Army Medical Corps veteran. He's also a fellow American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And he said this statement, vaccines are now the leading cause of chronic illness in children in the United States. And here in South Africa, we shared with you just a few weeks ago where that mother was just playing safe all along. We don't know what got into her. And she said, you know what, I need to send my child now to one of the mainstream schools. And when her child got there, then they said, but your child hasn't received all these vaccines all these years. So she was persistent in keeping her child there because it's become this pressured or peer pressure or family pressure, whatever pressure it is out there, for materialistic pressure, to say your child needs to go through this medium of school, then only they will be sort of a human be qualified as a human being. Other than that, you have no hope. You're like a waste in society. You are. So she fell for the strap, and what had happened there, she then sent her child for all the vaccines, and she did it in a small space of time, and this child then got eventually sick. Now this child cannot do anything, forget school. So yeah, this pressure that is out there, and we see messages that are coming out, this pressure, you have to go through this whole, it's a systematic vaccine or vaccination program running over 6 years, 7 years, and then in your school you have to go for it again. And how many times I used to hate, I used to dread those moments, because it was just something that I personally, I didn't like it. It's not that I knew the harms of it. This I came to discover later in life, the harms of it. But when these doctors are speaking out and they are saying clearly vaccines are now the leading cause of chronic illness in children in the United States, then this becomes quite disturbing. Then also you've sent me about the CDC, and the CDC is being sued for pushing illegal 72-dose childhood vaccine schedules. And this year was first reported by the Defender. A new federal lawsuit is challenging the CDC's entire childhood vaccination program. I looked at this article. It's filed by Dr. Paul Thomas and Dr. Kenneth P. Stoller and Stand for Health Freedom. So this is no it's not the Majlis, which the Majlis has been teaching us and telling us the truth, especially in this topic of vaccines. But these are doctors that are coming out and telling you this is the harms of it. Now, will we still carry on blindly and say that these are conspiracy theorists? And another question before you comment, Mufti Saab, is all those that gave these vaccination verdicts, permissibility verdicts, what happens to them? Do they just get away and say, okay, you know what? Look, they are not even willing to say they made a mistake. They're not apologetic. So Muslims who fell for this when they could have been protected, and I don't just speak on behalf of the Muslims, but all those people who have been affected and they felt it's the right thing to do. So the promoters, we know Fauci was forgiven by his so-called master, and that's Mr. Joe Genocide. But what happens to all these other people? Are they also forgiven by Mr. Genocide or forgiven by some organization? But in terms of Sharia, what happens to these people?
Well, according to America, these vaccines were released with the permission of the CDC, and there's no liability on them because it's an emergency necessary that the country needs this. So that's why, especially the corona, was pushed through very quickly. But almost all vaccines, when they're approved for use, it also comes with the failure of your ability to sue the company, okay, if something goes wrong, all right, because this thing is produced for the greater national health, okay, allegedly. So that's the thing. So if you cannot sue the drug company, yeah, you definitely cannot sue the doctor, because the doctor is giving you something that is legally approved by the government. Okay, so if you can't sue the drug company, you won't be able to sue the doctor. So yes, everybody will go scot-free.
Mm. And I'm just reading. Yeah,
this world.
Mm. This was a piece or part and parcel of this particular article which you sent me. And your specific reference is being showed on this particular website, Euro. So it's called Euro Preloaded. Europe Reloaded. This is the website, europereloaded.com. And you can just, the listeners can search it there, send us a message if you would like to get this link. Interestingly so, because it says here, 72 doses, and it shows that there is no safety with regards to this year. And if you look at what the lawsuit is alleging, they said no safety testing. Neither the CDC nor the FDA has ever studied the long-term combined effects of the full childhood schedule, despite two decades of warnings from the Institute of Medicine. That's one. Two, 27 years of silence. By law, HHS must file these reports to Congress on vaccine safety efforts. Not a single report has been issued since 1998. 3, constitutional violations. The suit charges the CDC with violating the First Amendment, silencing dissenting doctors, the Fifth Amendment, due process and bodily integrity, as well as the Administrative Procedure Act. So this is your rulemaking and the rest. What are the plaintiffs seeking? So reclassify all childhood vaccines to Category B. They also say they require now rigorous safety guides and studies comparing full vaccinated versus unvaccinated children before any return to a mandated schedule. And number 3, they're also seeking end the retaliation against doctors, because this just becomes now, oh, you another conspiracy theorist, you are promoting this, you just have some. This is what we, and I can just feel for those doctors who know what they're speaking because they're in the field, and they've been labeled with all these terms just because of the fact that certain people, certain organizations, certain scholars, they were all paid to promote this theory. And that's what's heartbreaking, that there's no accountability, it seems. Yes, Allah is going to take them and is going to make them accountable on the day of Qiyamah. And not even a mustard seed will be left without accountability. But Sharia also teaches us to be active, and this is in this worldly life. And this is the problem here, is that as we know it to be, people and countries and leaders, governments have fallen so much for the Western lifestyle and the ways that even if they claim to be Islamic, there's no Islam left in it.
Yes, all for the dollar. We were warned about this. In a way, we were warned about it by Bill Gates. It was about 20 years ago or so, where he said he wanted to reduce the world population. And he wanted, one way he wanted to do it was through vaccine. So when you listen to that speech, it was puzzling that you would want to decrease the population by increasing vaccine, because vaccine is supposed to save lives. Mm. Okay, so people, there'll be more people alive to have more children, but no, he's using vaccines and abortion, opening up laws that don't prevent abortion. Those are the two main factors that he wanted to reduce the population. Okay, and so it's coming to fruition. Other thing is, for many years now, America has pulled out of the World Health Association. Every country is supposed to pay money, okay, to contribute to the WHO, but America pulled out. Mm. So who put the money in? Bill Gates, an individual, not a state, but an individual. Mm. Okay. And he's the largest contributor to the WHO. Mm. So now, obviously, he's got some influence, okay, in what is approved and what isn't approved. Okay. And is he a medical doctor? No, he's a dropout of college.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm. So what do we expect now? And now what do we expect? But it looks like you had asked after the election when they picked Robert F. K. Jr. For his work to be in the medical area in the administration. This looks like, and he was against vaccines. Hmm. So it looks like maybe he did have some effect. All right, because all these doctors are coming out now, and reports are coming out now that were never not coming out before. Hmm. And he's against all that stuff. So maybe that was a blessing in disguise, RFK Jr.
Yes. Future, will this happen, that they stop this? Do you think that this, inshallah, it may succeed, that this pressure in the CDC being sued, can this be something to look forward to?
No. The way they're going, with a cashless society and more control for the government, laws are being enacted to take away freedoms and what have you. No, I don't think so. There's less, as we go on, it'll be less and less freedom because there's too many people to control. America is like 330 or 340 million now. When I was in America, it hadn't hit 300 million. It's 200 million or something. So the population is growing. It's not easy to control all those people. And we know in a couple of years, the whites will be a minority in America. So that means there's more minorities, blacks, Hispanic, etc., to control. And less whites to control them.
Yes.
So the government will come up with more things to control, you know, the slaves of the 21st century.
Yeah, interesting you've said this about the fact that they sought to control the population, but it in fact grew, as you've said. And you won't find this on the... You won't find this just easy.
You can't control Allah's decree. Right? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.
But inshallah, and the message was quite clear that we wanted to share with you, and that was the CDC being sued, as well as those doctors who spoke out. There's another document which I found yesterday, and this beautifully put things into perspective. If you would like that document, it's free of charge. We'll send it to you. 084-786-3132. If you're in a foreign country, +27 is the code. 84-786-3132. We'll send you the information with regards to a collection of doctors who have come together. This, we have had many books, but this is the latest one. And it actually shows you things that you need and you're supposed to know. So all of this here, we'll share with you the link, the CDC being sued for these 72 vaccines, the program for the children, and there's no real accountability, there's no real stats or comparisons to show the effectiveness of these vaccines, but still it goes on and the push goes on further. Anyway, we've come to the end of our program. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullahu Khairah for your time, for spending it with us. May the rest of your day, Allah make it easy for you. And if you haven't recited the morning dua, I can say may this, may that, may that. But I'm saying to you and appealing to you, in this dua, it has all the ingredients for a spiritual breakfast, a spiritual day, a spiritual, excellent, beautiful mood for this particular day. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudahu wa a'udhu bika min shari ma fihi wa shari ma ba'da. Oh Allah, I ask you, I plead to you for the goodness of this day, and I ask you for the victory of this day, for the happiness of this day, for the protection in this day, for the hidayat of this day, for the assistance of this day. And we seek refuge with you from the evil that is placed within this day and the evil that is to come after this day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.